Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 12th day of January, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and same mild winter, no complaints. Though I would complain. No, I ain't going to complain. That being said, see what we have on the itinerary for today. Well, today's opening, I guess, subject matter will be shitholes. And we're going to get into those shitholes as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, unless you've been living under a rock, you know what the latest distraction is. Took over the whole propaganda machine cycle. I mean, every channel, man, there's one word is standing out among all others, and that is shithole. I mean, yesterday, I guess they were having a meeting. See, what this is about, people, this is called a distraction. This is, you know, we've talked about Trump clear back when he was running, how he'll stick his toe in the water to see what the reaction is going to be and then jump back. And you know, it's an all a manipulation. He's trying to see what he can get away with. If he figures he can go for it and get away with something, he's going to go for it. Otherwise, he's going to try and manipulate around and find another way to do it. So, I mean, this is the equivalent. What we're experiencing here with our intercourse with our government is the equivalent of a woman, you know, watching cartoons on a big screen TV while she's being brutally raped. And, I mean, just change the subject matter. Oh, gee, I've got to just take my mind off of that. I mean, you know, this shithole thing, the way they come, the way they tried to play it, I mean, it's so funny. Did he say shithole? Did he call it, you know, call it, it's racism, don't you know, to say shithole? Well, actually, it's not. You know, the definition, I think this is Oxford Dictionary. It says, shithole definition is an extremely dirty, shabby, or otherwise unpleasant place. And, you know, as far as it being derogatory towards anybody, you know, it's, right here where I live, when I grew up here, this was the most awesome place on the earth. I loved it, man. I loved everything about it. I was free, and I loved the land. I loved everything about it. But now, thanks to an invasion from the south, from the Californians from the south, it is now a shithole. It is a shithole because they made it a shithole with their presence here. They made it shabby. They made it unpleasant, an unpleasant place. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, brother. The next person I call is being a shithole. The NWO is going to go wild on you. What you going to do, brother?
I'm telling you, brother. You're showboating. I knew you were going to jump right in when I mentioned a shithole. Anyways.
That's because I live in one.
Yeah, so do I. Excuse me. Anyways, you know, this idea about, you know, it'd be, you know, the first thing they stepped out, I guess it was a talk about these third world, like these third world African countries and Haiti and what might have, you know, the shitholes out there. And, you know, I put a little piece up last night, you know, talking about the shitholes and the fact that, you know, they are shitholes and they tell us every day that they're shitholes. They tell us we have to take these refugees. They're refugees from these shitholes. And they, you know, they want to come here, and we can't, it would be inhumane to send them back because the place is a shithole. And then we're supposed to accept him. But the thing is, what we're talking about here is the people coming into this goddamn country illegally. And, you know, through these guys, just a random lottery, man. Somebody from, you know, some son of a bitch. What this is they're being sent here for us to take care of. These people can't even take care of themselves. They have no skills. They have no gumption to do anything. That's why their countries are shitholes. You see, we took a place. I mean, we cut this country out of a wilderness. And I seen one of them bitches get up there, them communist bitches today. And she's rattling this shit off about the shitholes and this and that. And she said, we're immigrants. We're all immigrants. Well, you know what, bitch? I am not an immigrant. My dad was not an immigrant. My dad's dad was not an immigrant. My dad's dad's dad was not an immigrant. My dad's 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 dad was not. Clear back. You know what? My family, there's never been no immigrants. We were invaders once upon a time. We invaded this country. And took it from the, well, one of, because I have that blood in me, I guess it was one of my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpas took it from one of my other great-great-great-great-great-grandpas in an invasion. It was not migration. It was invasion. And the country was captured, and my people captured it, and it belongs to us. And these people from these shitholes are not going to take it from me. Now, these people, you know, they're trying to talk about, you know, Haiti. I mean, I see that, like, on those communist channels, they're putting up, like, they showed this one guy, oh, he went into a building, he was, you know, in the service and all this shit, you know, they're putting him up there trying to, no, 99.999% of the people they're bringing here from the third world are shit, from a shithole. And when you know, when they go out and they round them up and they want to take them back to their country, you know what? Those shitholes won't even take them back. They're such shit. But we're supposed to have it crammed down our throat. We're supposed to allow them to take our country over and make a shithole out of it. Just like this place was made a shithole by the Californians coming here and invading it and destroying what it was. They're doing the same thing to the whole goddamn country. In the equation, see, they want us to be shit in a shithole because shit is easy to manage. Shit doesn't come at you and reclaim their country. And then prosecute you for the crimes you've committed and take their wealth. But shit don't do that. That's why they want shit here. The reason those people's, you know, they talked about, you know, they were talking about here, they were talking about Africa and Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. Now, down in Honduras and El Salvador, I mean, Africa is a rich continent. Now, this ain't saying that, you know, just like this place where I live, that nice places can't be made into shitholes. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the indigenous people there that make them into shitholes. You take Iraq. Now, Iraq was a first world nation. I mean, it was the most modern country in the Middle East. All religions were everybody tolerated everybody else's religion. They, you know, they had industry. They had high tech. You know, they were getting into nuclear research. They were a first rate country. I mean, rock and roll stations on the radios and what might have you, pretty free place. And then we came and we bombed it back into the third world. We made a shithole out of it. This is how shitholes are made. I mean, a lot of these countries, I'll tell you what, I don't want anything from Africa. I don't want anything from any of these places. Go ahead.
And then they stole all those artifacts and stuff out of the museums.
After they bombed it into a shithole. But the,
oh,
this.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Well, you know, the point here is, you know, like I said, the definition of shithole is extremely dirty, shabby, or otherwise unpleasant place. And I despise Donald Trump, like I said in the article. But, I mean, what we tell is the truth here. And they are bringing third world shithole people here to shit on us, man, and to turn our country into a shithole. Now, people who have migrated here in the past, I mean, we have people from every shithole around the world. But a lot of people that came here the right way, and they, you know, I was thinking about it this morning. I mean, where do you draw the frickin' line? Because it's all been a fraud. Anytime they've ever brought one immigrant in here, they have taken from every goddamn one of us, and they did not do it through any due process of the law, which is required by our Bill of Rights. But the people who came here from, that came and signed up, they came and they looked and this is U.S. law. I think I'd like to go over there and give it a try. I work my ass off, simulate into them people. I want to be an American. Now, them people that came, I think I'd have to let them stay. But everybody else, everybody who has come here as an act of fraud, they got to go, people. Or else this place is going to be a third world shithole. And, I mean, it's well on its way. It's like I said, the Californians, what did they do? You know, the Californians down there, they made a shithole out of California. And when it becomes so nasty and filthy and raunchy that they couldn't even stand to be there anymore, they've invaded into Oregon and Washington. And then now they want to make shitholes here because, man, there's money in making shitholes, don't you know?
I hate to tell you, Henry, but I am witness to shitholes.
Are you? You've seen shitholes?
Yeah, 10 foot by diameter, about 3 feet high.
Yeah, you got
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, you know what? And you hit the nail on the head when you said about Africa have all of those natural resources, man. And I tell anybody, if you don't want to know the truth about what the United States does to other nations, you have to talk to people who are from other nations, man. I've talked to people who are from Africa, and this is before I even woke up to all what really goes on in the world. And I asked them one day, and I was, as a matter of fact, as I was in college, I said, man, I said, you from Africa? I said, how can y'all live in third world cesspool like that, and y'all have all the natural resources in the world? And this is exactly what he told me. He said, Dion, he said, the bottom line, he said, European and United States, whenever we get a leader in our country that wants to do right and want to keep our natural resources for our people, our countries always go in and start a coup and overthrow the guy who's really trying to do right. And what he'll do is he'll establish a puppet in the country, and he'll siphon all the resources off to y'all country and to y'all and to y'all corporations. Now, I didn't know nothing about them, man. It blew over my head. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, really? You know, but this is before I even woke up, before I even found out how the world really works, you know?
Yep.
And when I started thinking about it, I'm like, as I got into this and I started looking, I'm like, wow, this is what these assholes be doing when they be demonizing people.
Oh, yeah. You know, the people, that, like you said, Africa, man, rich continent, very rich. But, the people, it's like the United States. I mean, it was filthy rich in resource, too, when the Europeans came here and invaded it and took it over and then, done in the indigenous population pretty much. But, what was left was assimilated, and we became one people. And it was that Bill of Rights that separated us from every other country on the planet. That Bill of Rights said it belonged to the damn people. And like you're talking over there in Africa, you know, you've got the Africans over there digging out their own diamonds to hand over to the IMF. You get to work and you get as a slave. And I'll tell you what, one of them Africans tried to sneak one of them diamonds out of there. You maybe get a little extra, one of their goddamn diamonds. They'll hobble them. The things that go on in this world, that have been going on. You know, we were living the life of Riley, man. After the World War II and the big booms and two cars in every garage, and it was just a wonderful thing. And while they were the only people that could really stop them ever has been us. But they just distracted us with all the goodies, man. Go play. Go have some fun, man. Just work a little while. Go play. And just while they were doing shit like they were doing in Africa, like they were doing in the Middle East, the people in the Middle East, their resource is oil, man. And I mean, you take a place like Libya. Now, Libya was a pretty damn good place for the Libyan people. Gaddafi, I mean, he made sure that their people got what was coming from their resources, exactly what Dion's talking about here. Their people got houses. Their people had, they had shit, schools. They built water facilities, all this shit for them and from their resources. But then, oh, man, they had a big oil find off the Tripoli coast, and the Queen of the Netherlands wanted it for Shell Corporation. So, hey, man, we got to go over there and save them Libyans. We got to go over there, a no-fly zone. And send some Al-Qaeda rebels in there because they need an uprising in there because their people are being treated way wrong by this son of a bitch who's getting ready to go to the gold dinar and not use our oil dollar with the rich oil field out there that should go to the Queen of the Netherlands because that's actually her subjects over there, don't you know? I know they've declared themselves free and independent, but no, they're not. And so they go over there and they, you know, bomb that country back into the third world. It's a hellhole now. I mean, it's a shithole now. And they've got control of the resources, and onward we go. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know what? Hey, man, you're right, man. Gaddafi, you know, it made me so mad when I found out what they was doing, man. Because, like you said before, man, those people, they were living well, and we should be living the same way. I mean, like, for example, man, whenever these folks started off and they got married, man, whenever they got married, I mean, it didn't come from nobody's pocket, like you said. It came from the natural resources. So whenever, let's say, you and your wife got married, you got $50,000 yep. to start your life off.
Yeah.
Then if you wanted, whenever, every time you had a child, you got $5,000 for every child you had. You know, if you wanted to buy a car, I mean, they pay half of it for you. If you wanted to get a house or a condo or whatever you wanted, it only costs 10% of your salary for 10 years. So if you was making, shoot, man, $200 a month, you could pay $20. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? $20 for your house.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you got a, you know what I'm saying, $150,000 mortgage. Which if y'all find out what mortgage means, death note in France.
Yep.
That's what that means.
You betcha it does.
That's a whole different story. But yeah, man. So, yeah, he was doing right by those people, like you said. When he's trying to get away from that petrodollar, hey, he's a dictator. He's a murderer. He's killing his own people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what these clowns do, man. I'm so sick of these folks, man. I don't know what to do.
I hear you. And consider this. With 100 million of our people dispossessed, disenfranchised, and made civilly dead, living in tent cities across this country, we live on the most wealthy piece of real estate on planet Earth. We have it all here. And look at what they're doing. We sat back, and like I said, they threw scraps from the tables from the 50s clear into the 80s. And, you know, it was just, oh, everything's groovy. Life's great, man. Let's party. While they were doing this shit to other people around the world. And now it's coming home to roost. Now there's a third of our population. And they're pumping these people in from the third world. And the idea here is that we're just going to have to mingle in with these third worlders and become third worlders ourselves. And, you know, the same treatment as is going on in places like the Middle East and Africa. All around the world. Anywhere there's a resource. I mean, when you see them when they went into Somalia last time, you know, back when the United Nations were there, a million Christians were murdered in Somalia. They were just flat-ass murdered by, I mean, just these psychos out there, that One World Order sons of bitches, and they went and Muslims, and they went and murdered these people. A million people in the United Nations, well, we had to go. They had to get out of there because it was none of their business. But you get, you know, they found gold in Somalia. Oh, shit, we got to get over. Those people need our help. You know, that's how it works. Then they go over there, and like you said, they take out anybody who would use that resource for their own people, get rid of their asses, put in their puppet, and just start, you take the resources and bring them to me. That's how it works. And this is, we're getting what we've helped other people get for about 100 years now. We're getting a taste of it ourselves. Now we got 100 million of our people destitute, living on the, you know, with our resources. If I've said it many times, people, you take what they're stealing from us every day, what goes through our ports, and what they have stolen from us in the last 100 years, we'd all be living like Saudi princes, period. That's how much wealth it is. And I heard some bitch say, one of them, I can't remember, it was on one of the stupid box feeds, saying, the world's got a $20 trillion debt. And how could that something like that occur? How could we, people who are living on just nothing, I mean, we're barely getting by, living like God, how could we incur $20 million or $20 trillion worth of debt? Well, the fact is we couldn't. And that real number is $200 trillion. The goddamn debt that these Jews, this handful of Jews, oh, we just traded some cards and did some three-card money. Hey, you owe us the earth. Man, really? This is what people are waking up to. This is what the internet has given us, because it's understanding around the world what has happened here and who's behind it. Oi. I mean, it's plain and simple. There's no way that you honestly, there used to be a law in this country, you know, unjust enrichment. it was called, you know, for dirty deals like this, where you just went, or you ended up with 50,000 acres of virgin timber for $10. Well, that's a, you couldn't have got that, honestly. But then, you know, today we're looking at these numbers today, like these this tax break and who's going to get it, and the tons of wealth that is being extracted from our country. And we look at these people. What do? We talked about it yesterday. They sit around. They know each other, and they just put numbers in the community. Well, he's rich enough to exploit the resources, and so they just, all they do is make phone calls and write checks to the peons who go out and take their own resources and hand them over to them, just like in Africa. And it's getting more blatant every day. Only now they have gotten so goddamn greedy that they can't steal from you fast enough because they're racing each other to see who can have the biggest pile of wealth that they couldn't spend in 10,000 generations. And so they're in a race to see who can get it. And then so they got to do deals this way. That's why you got the Chinese coming over here to merge with the United States. That's the only way they could. I mean, they're stealing us blind. Goddamn, what goes out our ports in a day is just it's staggering. And you can tell, you know that's the real issue when you see when a port gets shut down, the DHS goes across this country pounding people into the ground. I mean, you talk about Donald Trump was talking about Iran the other day. You know, they went over there and they've sent their agents into Iran and back and, you know, back and trying to disrupt that government over in Iran. Because, them people over there, he's oppressing, like you know what I'm saying, he's oppressing his people, they're oppressing their people, and we care about them people. No, you don't give a rat's ass about them people. You're trying to destabilize that country because that country has to fall before it can fall under Zionist control. Intend to rule the planet. In their bullshit world, in their effed up reality, this whole goddamn planet belongs to them, and we're just another animal on it, like a cat or a dog. You got to understand that. And all we've ever been here, I mean, what got them here in the United States was they had to, for us to go and conquer this virgin. I mean, this was a hell of a place. You think about going through the Rockies, like with the Lewis and Clark expedition, and getting the shit all mapped out and bringing the resources of this monster to bear. They had to give us the illusion that it was free, that we were free, and it belonged to us. You know, it'd have to belong to you for you to go out there and do what the people did in this country to build it. They had to believe it belonged to them. And as soon as all the resources were brought to bear to where it could be controlled, man, that was about in the 70s when it was really completed. And that's when something happened. There was a little recession kind of thing, and all the moms, they need to go to work now. And, you know, we need to take the children and get them educated over at the the schoolhouse. You see what I'm saying? This is a long-term plan. And what we were looking at when we started with this article here, you know, about this little phony sideshow that they're laying on us about shitholes, because a shithole is a shithole and everybody knows it. But this little thing is to distract us from the fact that Donald Trump is lying son of a bitch. He's getting ready to hand our country over to, well, a bunch of these shits from these shitholes. These people, they've never had no...
No. No, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. The thing is, we have never, as a people, given them no authority to turn the property that is the United States over to any foreign national for any reason. There is no such authority that exists. As it belongs to each and every one of us as individuals, the only way it could possibly be removed from us, according to our law, is through the Bill of Rights. It would have to be through a procedural due process in that Bill of Rights, and it just hasn't occurred. That makes it all a theft. And that theft is becoming more evident every day. I mean, a lot of people, they just, well, I guess that guy over, he owns all the oil in the country. Never thought about how in the fuck could one guy end up with all the oil in our country? Did he buy it from us? I didn't get no check in the mail. Dion, did you get a check in the mail? Flea, did you get a check in the mail? I'm not hearing nothing. I'm going to think they didn't get a check in the mail, just like me. They didn't buy shit from me.
All right. I just fell off the roof. I'll be right back.
Oh, man. Probably messed up the grass.
I didn't get a check, Henry.
You didn't get a check? I didn't get a check either, brother.
One red cent, man. One red cent.
Me neither. And I didn't sign any agreement to sell anything that I own in this goddamn country. I never gave any kind of, no, see what they pretend is that there are agents. That representative government bullshit they sold us back there in 17 and 89. We represent you so we can represent you on a deal. You can represent me on war, you know, with war between countries. I mean, negotiating between countries, but it ends where the tide ebbs and flows is where you represent me, son of a bitch. When it comes down
y'all
to my private.
Y'all can work for me.
There you go. You betcha. But it was the aristocracy. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, another thing. You know, this is what really kills me. I'm glad you brought that up about that Iran ordeal. They want to talk about Iranian people being oppressed and getting tired of their evil, whatever, crooked government, whatever that clown said. But what about us? We're oppressed. We have a very oppressed and evil government.
Oh, hell yes. That's, yeah, exactly. He's demanding.
He's wrong all the time.
He's demanding
that. Y'all are the crooks of the planet.
Exactly. He's demanding that they release their political prisoners. Well, you better release about 10 million of them right here, you son of a bitch. Because, I mean, everybody that's in prison right now, they weren't put here by any lawful procedure. Every one of them was denied due process. So everyone that's being held in our prison, I don't care what if you committed murder, you might have committed it and you might have deserved to be in prison for that or whatever you did. But you are a political prisoner because you were not put in there through the law. You were put in there through a political takeover. Go ahead.
You know, another thing that he said, that clown said, and Iran is a rich nation, and he's taking their resources to fund terrorists. That's what you SOB been doing forever. What do you mean?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we'll get into a little deeper. We're down at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to go ahead and take our bottom of the hour break. But we'll talk a little more about Iran and this hypocrisy we're witnessing. As soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors, we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crème de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1234 Pacific time, and that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45. Got no 45. Got a 44. Anyways, we were talking about Iran. Now, I read a book, man, oh my God, it's been 100 years ago, maybe back in the 80s. It was called, what the hell was it called? Whirlwind by James Clavell. And it was about what went down in there in Iran. And what you had prior to the Iranian Revolution was you had a Shah that was put in place by the United States under the Israeli control. And all of their resources were being milked out of them, the resources of their oil, and the people lived like shit. They lived lives of shit under a repressive regime. And it was what's going on here. I mean, you had, like, all these factions. People hated it, but, you know, because they didn't have anything to come together on like we do. You know, that's the difference between us and all these other countries. We have the Bill of Rights. That's why we got to put all our differences aside and step up, because with the Bill of Rights, we all get what we want. You want to live a Christian life and be left alone? The Bill of Rights is for you. You want to just be left alone? The Bill of Rights is for you. You want access to your resources on an even playing field? You want to tap the wealth of your nation, your heritage? The Bill of Rights is for you. Now, when after the Shah fell in Iran, you know, it was like a month or two, all of these factions killing each other and fighting over who was gonna eventually come out on top and lead, and it was the Ayatollahs, it was the Muslims, it became a theocracy, which we don't want here, because a theocracy is just another collective that can oppress the hell out of you and will oppress the hell out of you. Power corrupts, total power corrupts totally. Now, with the Iranians right now, see, they probably do. There's probably people there that would, you know, want a real freedom. I can't imagine any being on this earth not really wanting real freedom. I mean, a lot of people are religious fanatics. They are so deeply into it that it's their life. But, you know, if you would, it comes down to the theology, I guess, of, you know, I'm right, and so it must be. And that is not true freedom. It never will be. And it wasn't, I mean, in the book that I read, as far as Christianity, that was not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a free choice. If it ain't a free choice, it's a coerced choice. And what kind of choice? I mean, do you really believe that? Is this really who you are? At any rate, Iran, you know, they got their resources back together, and they're, you know, building their power. Persia has always been a power in the Middle East, and they finally, you know, got back on an even keel. And the whole idea here is that the Israelis don't like it. They don't like it like they didn't like Gaddafi. You know, the people actually who own the country, having control over the resources and the money and the power, cannot be that little piss hole over there in the Middle East known as Israel that has taken a country. It took a country in its founding. I mean, invaded. Call it what it frickin' is. And I mean, committed genocide on a people. And now it's just these wonderful people that you got to understand. These maniacal bastards, they believe that they're the only true human life on this planet. They believe that everybody else is animal life. And just like they would, you know, sacrifice a sheep, you know, a lamb on, you know, for one of their blood sacrifices, it's just the same to sacrifice a human. I mean, well, as long as
you... Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever heard of the Noahide laws that these SOBs signed into being like 1991? Under the first Bush.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The Talmud. They made the Talmud,
yeah,
the goddamn law here.
So-called Christians, they don't know nothing about that.
No, they
don't realize if they catch you worshiping Jesus Christ, you get guillotined, get your head cut off.
And they talk about that free democracy over there in the Middle East. You know, you go over there, I tell you what, take your Bible over there and get on a, go on a street corner and start preaching Christianity and see what happens to your ass. I mean, it is such a sham, it's such a lie. And this truly has preyed on the most nimble-minded, stupid people in this country, which are known as Judeo-Christians. They no matter what a Jew land does, well, that Jesus was a Jew and it's okay. So we just gotta, and their theology is no matter what kind of debauchery they commit on you, you're just supposed to smile and
just
take
it. Accept it.
Yeah, you're just supposed to take it. And then in the end, God's going to come down and judge them and they're going to repent and they're going to go to heaven. And I guess we'll be second class citizens there too, people.
That is what them SOBs do think, man. You know, looking at something late last night. And those SOBs talking about they're going to have 800 goyim for slaves, 800 or more goyim. Hey, I'm like you, man. Hey, I'm not your damn goyim, first of all.
Yep.
You know, I'm not beneath you. I'm not beneath anyone.
That's right.
And they talking about they're going to have 800 of us or more going to be slaves to them when their Messiah comes back or whatever these clowns were saying, man. I mean, these people really have lost their mind.
Well, I don't put myself up above anybody, and I don't put nobody above me. I mean, I meet each person, you know, as an individual. And, you know, it's like this shit we started with, this shithole shit. Each person is an individual. There's good and bad in every people out there, plain and simple. We were lucky enough to be, you know, to be a part of what is the United States, to become United States American nationals. And, you know, the wealthiest country on planet Earth, all we had to do was just keep in touch with who we are and what our laws were and keep the people who would take it away from us in check. And we failed. And it was, I'm telling you people, no matter what anybody else thinks, I mean, it came close a couple of times back in 1913 and again in around 1941. The people were ready to rise up and take it back. And we had us a world war. We had us a world war and took some of our best people, our best minds, and took them off to foreign countries and got them killed and come back. And it was just wonderful just not to be at war no more. And then after that, you had the good years. I mean, where if you were willing to get up and go and work, you could buy a house. I mean, just blue-collar worker. The old blue-collar worker, you could get, you know, if you worked hard, you could have a home. You could have, you know, everything that was out there to have. And every time an election come up, they were promising you a few more scraps from your table. At the same time, make no mistake, they were robbing your ass blind through those goddamn international banks. They were stealing you blind.
Don't forget, Henry, they destroyed the family structure, too.
Yes, they did. And that was one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, is to destroy the family. And they've worked diligently at it. And like I said, in the 70s, well, we had a recession. The 70s, God, I think about how rich this country was even back then. And, I mean, just the people. But we had a recession. And, Mom's got to leave the kids and go to work because we need two of our goyim out there slaving to raise a family. And so, what about the kids? Well, you know, that money that Mom was making, you know, it wouldn't cover what the state was going to take out of your check to go and raise your kids for you in one of their indoctrination centers.
Hell, one of the parents has a workers to put the kids in daycare.
There you go. You see what I'm saying here? I mean, and people fell for that shit. That's what blows me away. And why did they fall for that shit? Well, you had about 50 years there. Of this goddamn, don't think about it. Everything's groovy, man. You want something? Go work a while. You can have anything you want. You want a new car. You want a new house. You want a boat. You know, just go work and you can have anything you want. And it was a very good deal for us. But then it came to the point, like I said, all the resources had been brought to bear and they had actually used the power of the United States to seize the resources of the world and put them under their control. Then they didn't need us anymore. And then that's when they started, that Bill of Rights ain't quite what you think it is. We've decided, we got this Supreme Court together, and we're deciding that your rights ain't quite what you thought they were for 100 or 200 years that you've been, making this place the best place in the world to live, not a shithole. And so, you know, you've seen it. I've seen it. They just chipped away at and chipped away at to the point now where they, you know, we're going to move we're going to amend that Second Amendment. We can amend it because it's the Second Amendment. Well, no, you can't, you son of a bitch, because not everybody went stupid here. You cannot touch one word in any of that Bill of Rights. It is a single amendment, the First Amendment to that Constitution. And the ninth article of it says it can't be touched. No power in the Constitution can change it. One letter, one comma, you can't touch it. And this is what people have to wake back up to. We do not want, you know, 30 factions fighting 10 years after we've beat the communists out of here to decide who's going to be the new overlord, because there are going to be no overlords. We fight for that Constitution, I mean that Bill of Rights, because it belongs to each and every one of us equally. No one possesses more right than the next person, and we absolutely possess absolute right, just like a king in Europe. We are the sovereign here. We are a nation of kings and queens. And if there's any dispute between those kings and queens, we have the common law courts where they are settled in our law, apart from any governance from any body. See, that's what people get, you know, with the misnomer is this is our government to govern us. No, it was never meant to be a government to govern us. It was to govern a few select issues. The only time that this machine was supposed to come together as a force was in times of war or invasion. That's how they sold this bullshit to us. If you guys don't get this, let us have a central control in times of war, they'll come and conquer you state by state, these foreign countries world. And that's how they sold it to the people after we just, as, you know, they put together, they call it a confederation, but man, they're always talking down the militia and what might have you, but the one thing they never, you know, and it's always that goddamn Declaration of Independence, you know, when they hijacked the uprising. But the fact of the matter is, people, just everyday folks like you and me, common folk, the militia at Lexington and Concord kicked the shit out of the British, drove them into Boston, circled Boston, and beat the bastards clear out of Boston. There was no Continental Army then. It was only after we were whipping ass at the aristocrats who had ruled us for the king in the colonies. Well, if we got to end up in control here. What these common peasants, peons, and coolies, they can't have a country. Somebody's got to, you know, take care of this. Somebody needs to manage this estate. And that's how this whole Constitution bullshit started out. If they're going to manage this, because we can't. Well, that's, you know, actually when the Europeans were invading this country and taking it away from the original inhabitants, that was one of the excuses they threw out there. It's just too much wealth. Those savages, they can't handle this kind of wealth. Of course, they didn't understand the concept of the wealth that they were talking about. It was, you know, they ate good and they had good lives and what might have you, but they weren't trying to pile up mountains of wealth. And really, that's what this world is about. Getting a big pile of wealth. You get a big pile of wealth so big that it becomes boring. And then you want to get some, like, you want to start controlling people. You want people to have to, well, worship you. You want to be a god, don't you? That's really what you want. That's what it's really all about in the end equation, isn't it? People should come up and, I mean, just like the pharaohs, I mean, they should drop it and down in front of you, and they should move big stones at your, as you will it. And if they look wrong at you, you should be able to go just with a nod and a wink, just, you know, take them over there and cut their head off. Man, now that's power. That's what it's really all about. That's what we want.
Henry, did you ever watch that movie, 300?
I did.
Remember that scene where Xerxes walks down out and they all bow down and them to step on their heads before he comes down?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're talking about. This is what you know, life is a struggle. You know, it should be. You should have to, you know. Our bodies were meant for us to toil, you know, in life. But, you know, as we became more intelligent and as we built better levers and better tools, our life became easier. And, you know, it gets down to the point to where people were just actually at peace. And that's what you talk about, you know, when you talk about the term disturbing the peace. What's that really mean? That means that you, as an American national, have a right to be at peace. That's what it's really supposed to be about. You're at peace with what you're doing. You're at peace in solitude inside. And if somebody disturbs that, this is what the Bill of Rights is supposed to be. If somebody disturbs that peace, there better be a goddamn good reason. It better be a lawful reason. That's why it was laid down, the procedures and the maximums of what would constitute an action against an American national where you could actually go bother that person. This is how into true freedom the true founders of this country were. I'm not talking about the aristocrats because they, I mean, they had people, you know, wiping their ass and fanning their faces from the beginning in these colonies. As soon as the indentured servants established a beachhead and made it safe for a cowardly ass, spineless nobleman to be over here, they were here. Oh, you've secured my lands for me. That we did, you know, you went in and actually you were an invading force and you conquered it from the indigenous people here.
Well, that's why the king kept people illiterate for so long.
Absolutely true. At the time of the uprising in this country, that we, our people were the smartest population on planet Earth. Smarter than the people in England. Smarter than the people in all of Europe. We were the best educated, smartest people. And that again, that's why, you know, the way they're having to deal with us in the situation we find ourselves in today after 240 years of duplicity is that, you know, here we are armed to the teeth. And I think that, you know, at least that was one thing that was crammed into everybody's head enough is that when, man, things get dicey, grab a gun. Because that, I mean, in the end equation, that's one thing about growing up in the wilderness, you know, when you get scared, you grab a gun. That gun, well, that just gives you such a solace and fortitude inside yourself. It makes you feel warm. And even in danger, when danger's coming at you, man, I got that son of a bitch, man. How would it be if I didn't have it? And the people did grasp to their guns, and the people do have the guns. And now the people need to get their heads straight. They need to understand who they are and what belongs to them and what's being took. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? It's Jamal, man. I haven't heard from you in a while. I haven't spoke to you in a while, I should say. How's it going, man?
It's going well. How's things going with you, brother?
Good, good. Not bad. Okay. So we do have the guns now. Do you think Americans have the spirit, the fortitude to stand up to it?
Yeah, enough Americans do have the spirit. The thing is that dispersed among us, just like back in the, you know, in the founding of the country, you have the Tories, you have the people that, you know, they'd lick a king's ass for a comfort zone. There are some, you know, even, you know, I've been offered the gold. I mean, they always offer you the gold before they offer you the lead. But the thought of being subservient to anybody is just something I could never stand. I guess it's because of the way I grew up, you know, I had to fight. I mean, there was nobody to take care of my ass in any situation. I was in a rough place. So I had to fight, and I had to fight for the goddamn respect to be left alone. And once I had earned that with my fists, I was sure as hell not going to walk up and suck somebody's ass for a dollar. And that, I mean, it kind of struck a lot of people sideways. Oh, you know, we're offering you a real good deal here to come and suck my ass. Well, I don't suck ass, buddy. You know, that's what it comes down to.
Let me guess, Henry, you've had quite a few different jobs in your career path.
Oh, buddy. Well, yeah, I've had to do them. You can't believe the things I've had to do to get by. But it's not that the offers weren't there, even more than once. I mean, when I became, you know, learned the law and became a problem. I mean, I just get a letter in the mail one day, man. I get this letter and because I think I'd attacked in a newspaper article or something. About, you know, the fact that I didn't need money for roads until I had something to eat in my belly. And so I get this letter in the mail, and it's from the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party says, man, you can be the representative in your area. Okay, you can be the Democratic whatever in the hell it would be, you know, representative in your area. And I wrote them back a letter. And I told him I would no sooner be a left-wing communist than I would be a right-wing fascist. And I'm a free man. And, you know, just it was coming to the point to where they were, you know, there was such a time that you could go away from everybody. And if you just stayed away from everybody, you could be left alone. And then it became more oppressive and more oppressive as the monster grew. And then it came to the point that if you totally left everybody alone, I mean, minded your own business, didn't even talk to nobody, sooner or later, you were going to be fucked with, period. And that's when, and that's what it will come down to for the rest of the population Jamal's talking about. I mean, the thing is, when I first started doing this, I mean, goddamn, you talk about a man in the wilderness. There was anybody that understood and knew what was going on and was even thinking about doing anything about it. And that's about the time that, you know, I'm going through, I had this old radio, it was a shortwave, and that's where I first listened to old Mark Kornke, man, was on that shortwave, heard him talking about it, and then it grew, and it grew because they made it grow. It became more and more oppressive. Just like every day now, it's becoming more and more oppressive. It has gotten so goddamn blatant now, people. You got to see it. And just like the dismissals there in Las Vegas for the Bundys, it has become so blatant that your average asshole out there understands that the government's bad, if nothing else. They might not know why, but the government ain't for you. And that's a start.
Yeah. We're kind of tired of the push, foot, and laugh track now.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's how they ran it. Once they got, the TVs dispersed across the country and got everybody, into the set of mind being brainwashed. And, there was a time when they had so much control through that son of a bitch. Anything that you heard somebody else talk about because of the period when they went through, when everybody, when we weren't educating our people anymore, when we quit educating in history and started talking about social studies and other cultures and horse shit. There was a time there when those people, it kind of came to a head at the end of the Vietnam War. And people can say whatever they want. I'll tell you guys why the Vietnam War ended. It was because the people out in the heartland of America who sent their children because, oh, God, it's for them. It's a danger to America. These international communists, we have to stop this. We have to. And think about that. Those same people that right now, that take all this shit, but they were, it had to be stopped. And then it became so blatant. When they opened up Kent State, they shot at Americans, and then they had their children coming back and saying, man, they're running dope. That's all they're doing over there. This hasn't anything to do with anything but running dope, through the Iron Triangle. And then those guys in the heartland, their kids coming back telling them this because they were good kids raised in the church, sent out there to get their asses blowed up. And they're coming back, and then when it finally sunk in the heartland, and the good old boys across the heartland just turned on it, and that's when it stopped, people.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
That was an accident.
Oh, boy, was it an accident. But, look at how long that had been going on with the French in Vietnam. And, they were all fighting over goddamn opium, just like, over there in Afghanistan. Oh, they blew down a couple of buildings here, and then, it was 15 Saudis and 3 Jordanians, so we attacked Iraq. Boy, that made sense. And I'm telling you, finally, it's just things like that just keep clicking in and clicking in till even your average person has to go, shit, something's wrong here. Man, maybe I better put down that 6-pack of beer, turn off the ball game, and try to figure this shit out before it's too late. And then they see, they come in and they get just the edge of it, somebody like Alex Freak Jones. And even that's enough to scare them. They go out and you see the goddamn numbers for buying guns go through the roof. This country is so freaking armed. But the problem with that is the invasion they have allowed here. You have a whole nother population. You got a good 100 million people who ain't us that are here. And when you try to tell them that you're going to take your hand out of the cookie jar and get your ass out of here, they're going to pick up those guns. And you're going to have to fight. And where you had it, you had this place secured. And these son of a bitches, it's like this whole thing with this DACA bullshit. Now, the laws right now, they're playing these games with us. What the hell is it? These shithole countries and all this shit. But this is how it is, people. Truth. The laws that are on the book says every one of them has to go. The only way that they've been doing this shit is through waivers of the law, which cannot exist. You can't change the law. You can't waive it for nobody or else it ain't law. And so all that Trump he has to do, if he was truly what he sold himself as is drop the goddamn War Powers Act and give the people back their courts and then enforce the law. All he has to do is order the army. Get them all out of here. They're all here illegally. Here's the law. Here's what it reads. Here's what they did. Get them out of here. And he can do that. But he has no intent. He is an international billionaire. He's a multi-billion-dollar multinational corporation. He has headquarters in China. The whole thing is a sham. It's just another game. Like I said, it's putting the cartoons on for you to watch while you're getting brutally raped. Plain and simple.
Weapons of mass destruction.
You betcha. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, we're having an effect. And I got to believe that it's the people out there just going, fuck you. No, we're not. I'm not that. And if you say you're that, you're a goddamn traitor. Now, stay tuned, because we got Spike Timmons coming up with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And you don't want to miss it. And that is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!